Ah, yes, a very dated song from the 1950s. These days, enjoying being a girl can be the relief when you have a trusted girlfriend to talk to about the irresistible scourge of one's 20s and 30s, dating. That's why Marnie and Hannah from the series Girls are glad to have each other to talk about Adam. Well, sort of glad to have each other.
How's New York?
It's really good. And don't start.
Don't start with what?
I just know that you're going to try to talk to me about Adam right now, and you're going to be subtle about it. Don't start. I'm not going to tell you.
I didn't want to talk about Adam until you brought Adam up. I mean, how is Adam?
Okay, so down deep, they are glad they have each other. In this next part of our series, Being a Woman Online, we're looking at how the internet permits communities of comfort to develop, even when there's no real sense of place. Women like the candor of online communities far more than conversations in bars or during quick work breaks. One such community is actually a dating site called Siren, a new app co-founded by developer Susie Lee, dedicated to the idea that when women know the community is free of creeps and is all about respect and empowerment, dating online for women becomes a lot more fun and interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there still is a little bit of stigma of, say, you know, 10 years ago when people would assume that the reason that you're on a dating site is because you don't have the social skills to meet people, you know, in real life. And that is absolutely not the case right now. And if you, you know, are a professional and working anywhere from 40 to 60 hours a week, the last thing I think a lot of people want to do is then kind of suit up and go to a bar and meet somebody. In addition, you don't necessarily, as a woman, want to mix your professional and personal lives. So what we thought is we want to take the strength of online dating, which is collapsing the kind of physical boundaries that separate, you know, the architects from the lawyers, and say this is a really beautiful and potentially interesting way to meet people that are outside of your social circle. But the problem is that if you are that female lawyer and your client sees you on this online space, suddenly you are faced with an awkward situation of somebody knowing something about you that's not really relevant to your professional dynamic, and it still compromises the woman's identity because she can't be easily a sexual person and a professional person in people's eyes.
So men may be more comfortable with the kind of ranking, you know, browsing, broad sort of search strategy. Women are much more selective is sort of the operating assumption you're making here.
I think so. I think that one of the issues that we have right now is that there is this shopping mentality. There's a complexity of individuals that we wanted to explore, but our culture currently isn't really an and kind of culture. It's an or. So even when women are presented online, they're either this or that. And the same goes with men. And we didn't think that that was actually a good way to even start, you know, signals of interest or to discover whether or not there's any kind of chemistry between two people.
Since chemistry is so important, how does the online world project, in your view, chemistry?
So a lot of current models think that chemistry can be determined algorithmically. Answer 50 multiple choice questions and you'll be able to figure out some kind of computer program will be able to figure out what a perfect match is for you. I think we all sort of know that, you know, probably most of us have that relationship which looks great on paper and which oftentimes is pretty disastrous in real life.
I am intrigued by this idea of online chemistry and the idea of being a woman or a girl online, because I have three girls who have very distinct online personalities. That's for sure. I'm just wondering if you think that the key to all of this has something to do with being vulnerable but being safe at the same time, that that's really the paradigm, the predicament of the online world for women in a dating context.
Absolutely. And there is a parallel to, you know, actually the physical world, which is simply that if you don't feel safe in a space, then you can't let down your guard and actually show different parts of yourself. There is, you know, especially in an online dating platform where you are trying to let down your guard and be vulnerable to someone else, but also allowing women to have this profile visibility control, it meant that if they made one step forward and felt a little bit uncomfortable, they could always step back if they needed to, or they could sort of negotiate something that that felt a little more safe online.
In your iPhone launch, what was the mix of sign-up, or what has been the mix of sign-up?
It varies anywhere from 55% women to 45% men, or 60-40. I think what we really love about our community so far is that the men on the site do recognize that this is a model that could work for women, and we've had a lot of great feedback from the men that said we appreciate this, that we are not the kind of men that are interested in objectifying women or reducing them to some kind of common stereotype. And the women love it because they think this is actually a way that I would love to be able to meet people even in real life, which is respectfully, and that I am allowed to give signals of interest that then the men respond to.
Is online a great place to be a woman?
I think that if there are more women contributing to the platforms out there, it absolutely can be. As a woman, this is your first foray into the space and you get this kind of a barrage of unwanted comments, you know, your option is going to be the same as any other one, which is, I don't want to do this anymore. And I do remember actually testing that. And so, you know, before launching Siren, you know, creating accounts in different sites and thinking, ooh, this is no good. But thinking there absolutely is a potential to be better. So I just thought, sure, as a woman, technology is a fairly inexpensive thing to do. So why not jump in and contribute something positive to the space?
That's great. Susie Lee, co-founder of the dating app Siren. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.